If so for birds, why not for man? This is a true story. It was on a winter morning near Oxford, Maryland, that a friend of mine set the breakfast table beside the huge window which overlooked the Tread Avon River. Across the river, beyond the dock, the snow laced the rim of the shore in white. For a moment she stood quietly, looking at what the night storm had painted. Suddenly she leaned forward and peered close to the frosted window. "It really is true," she cried out loud. "There is a goose out there." She saw a large Canadian goose, very still, its wings folded tight to its sides, its feet frozen to the ice. Then from the dark skies she saw a line of swans. They moved in their own singular formation, graceful, intrepid, and free. Suddenly they floated from the top of the sky downward, and at last surrounded the frozen goose. Seeing this, my friend feared what life it still had might be pecked out by those great swan bills. Instead, amazingly, those bills began to work on the ice. At last, the goose was rimmed by a narrow margin of ice instead of the entire creek. The swans rose again, hovered in a circle, awaiting the results of their labors. The goose's head lifted, its body pulled. Then the goose was free and standing on the ice, but it seemed not to be able to fly. Later, four of the swans came down around it. Their powerful beaks scraped the goose's wings from top to bottom and rode up its body, chipping off the ice held in the feathers. The goose spread its wings as far as they would go. When at last the wings reached their fullest, the four swans took off and joined the hovering group. They resumed flying in perfect formation to their secret destination. Behind them, rising with incredible speed and joy, the goose moved into the sky. It followed them, flapping double time, until it caught up, until it joined the last end of the elegant line. My friend was deeply moved, with tears running down her cheeks. Even birds give a hand to those in trouble. I just often think of this story in the bad moments and tell myself, if so for birds, why not for man?